Supper is done. It is the skeleton of life propping you up, and you, half-baked like you, at an all-you-can-eat restaurant, not like you, where you just had to not come to reach an end to things, resolution receding in direct proportion to experience, or paying, or feeding off little doubt portions, flipped over or fried, in direct proportion to you not getting what you wanted out of him, as he precision forks his way out of anything you two could have enjoyed together. Meanwhile, he has dropped something secretive onto your lap. It bleats its mouth open suspicious. You don't know what it is to be used for. Your upturned hands turn it over in your lap. Simultaneously, they break breadsticks, as if these were so much amitié. Important not to exaggerate this weak awkwardness after the fact. It is a close rerun of a re-aired television episode you've already laughed your sides open at. Somebody somewhere's gluing those pieces back on. Somebody somewhere else hasn't got enough money to eat, let alone this much, or is being oppressed for an idea. How to keep things proportionate despite superabundance in our midst. Represent emotion crisis in art naturally, but not at the cost of thinking the world revolves around. Nobody half opens the door to see how the absorbing banquet is doing. That devouring stickiness, lying, demands an audience of somebody other than just you. Now it is decided. He will simply go back to the woman whose eyes close tight for him each time he lies her down wanting. This means you have no option but to go home not with him, not wanting, not simply, and again scratch at your difficult like it was an irritant of the skin, maybe try to pull it from the root